Support for NPR comes from the Dalio Family Foundation, supporting Redefine Christmas, a movement to make holiday gift-giving more charitable at redefinechristmas.org.
4 minutes past 8 o'clock Central Time, I'm Jeff Bossert with AM 580 News. Hopeful clean coal proponents say President-elect Barack Obama's support for the now-defunct FutureGen project in central Illinois shows his commitment to coal-fired power. The experimental plant was awarded to the city of Mattoon before the Bush administration canceled the project. Obama and Vice President-elect Joe Biden have also said they support finding cleaner ways to burn coal, but coal industry executives say they've received mixed messages. During the campaign, Obama told a newspaper that electricity rates could soar under his energy plan. And Biden told a voter in Ohio that we're not supporting clean coal, though he has said that the U.S. should develop clean coal technology and export it to China. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says he's disappointed with Governor Rob Blagojevich. Durbin says Blagojevich has not consulted with him yet about filling President-elect Barack Obama's Senate seat. Ben Calhoun has more.
Durbin took questions yesterday for less than 20 minutes, but that was more than enough time for a theme to emerge, starting when Durbin was asked who he'd like to see fill the Obama vacancy.
If the governor gives me a call, then I will sit down with him in confidence and recommend a number of names.
Durbin was then asked if he'd recommend any African Americans.
I would certainly recommend several to the governor if he should call me.
Eventually, Durbin said he called Blagojevich last week.
Asked for a meeting and for a telephone conversation, but I've not heard back.
The governor's office disputes Durbin's account, saying they called Durbin last Friday and haven't heard back. Either way, the exchange is a continuation of the distance between the governor and the state's powerful senior senator. For months, Durbin has said he's frustrated with Blagojevich's lack of communication. I'm Ben Calhoun.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says Indiana lost nearly 5,800 jobs in October. Preliminary numbers released Thursday show the job losses pushed the state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate to 6.4%, up from 6.2% in September. State Department of Workforce Development spokesman Gary Abel says the state's unemployment rate now equals the highest level since February 1987. Mostly cloudy skies today, a chance of sprinkles this afternoon, the high 38. Partly cloudy tonight, the low 22. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, the high 48. It's 24 outside our studios at 6.5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. President-elect Obama spent his week doing a little cabinet making. Early in the week, he named his choices for Health and Human Services, Homeland Security, and Attorney General. It's Daschle, Napolitano, and Holder. But some real marquee names were leaked yesterday when media reports unofficially revealed Mr. Obama had made his choices for Commerce, Treasury, and Secretary of State. That final one being, of course, Hillary Rodham Clinton. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Good morning, Scott.
And let me put it to you this way. Were you surprised? Not of this past week, obviously, but so much of the chattering classes said they were surprised by the choice of Senator Clinton. Were you?
Yeah, I imagine I was surprised. I'll tell you that I think that our president-elect has shown a great talent for turning opponents into partners. And that's what he's done in this case. As to Hillary Clinton and why she would accept it, well, in retrospect, you can think about it. She'll probably be able to exert more influence than as a still fairly junior senator in the Senate. And apparently she was not going to have a leading role on health care. And so I think that she clearly chose this as being the path to influence more than being a member of the Senate. Would I have expected it? No, but then I don't expect anything.
Does Bill Clinton become a complicating factor? Because he not only has financial interests all over the world one way or another, but in some ways he's been conducting his own foreign policy campaign.
Well, in some way. Well, he could be a problem, but apparently he has satisfied Mr. Obama that he will not be a problem. He has surfaced everything that he got in the way of money from Arab and other countries for his library and for himself. And he apparently has given promise that in the future he will not do anything in his own travels around the world that would interfere with his wife as Secretary of State. And if the president-elect is satisfied, I suppose we must all be.
In the first time, really, since in the post-war era, the job of Treasury Secretary may be perceived as more influential than Secretary of State. President-elect Obama has apparently selected Tim Geithner
as Treasury Secretary. What equipment does he bring?